It may be difficult to remember now, almost 10 years after American bombs started falling over Afghanistan, but the main objective of that war, when it began, it was a war called Operation Enduring Freedom, was to hunt down Osama bin Laden and squash al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Since then, that war has transformed into a struggle to win hearts and minds, and a struggle to fight the Taliban. But if we go back to that original objective, then I guess the war should be over, right? Osama bin Laden is dead. He was killed by American Navy SEALs. And to all intents and purposes, al-Qaeda is no longer a force to be reckoned with in Afghanistan.
The mission accomplished conundrum in America has been very difficult.
Right. Yeah. So joining us now, retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner. And Sam, at this point, we have to ask whether or not the global war on terrorism is still necessary, is it?
Well, I think that Celeste, that a way to say it is the consensus for everything we have done since 9/11 is crumbling away. Just to add to what you said is, you recall the public arguments that we made even for going into Iraq were about 9/11. Although not true, President Bush kept telling us that there was a connection between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. And 3 years after our invasion of Iraq, more than 50% of the American people believe Saddam Hussein was behind the 9/11 attacks. I mean, now we probably have less than 100 al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And what we're left there doing is nation building at a time when polls are telling us we ought to be doing nation building here.
Yeah. Sam Gardner, retired Air Force colonel and friend of the program. You know, we've had you on the program a lot. It seems to me this is a really important moment to ask a broad strategic question. If I'm a strategic planner and I'm looking at confronting the United States, what is the strategic value of this operation which delivers the message, doesn't matter how long it's going to take, we're going to find the individuals responsible for a terrorist attack like 9/11, versus the U.S. when they're wounded can easily be drawn into a quagmire of a conflict vis-a-vis Iraq. You've got the Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden example, and the Iraq example. Strategically, what does that do for the United States?
Well, I mean, it's fascinating. We could do both. I mean, you know, we can persevere and we can make what I think are bad decisions, compounding bad decisions. But the important point now is to look towards the future. You know, even the Arab Spring, I keep going back to why the global war on terrorism is gone. The Arab Spring, except for the ungoverned territories of Yemen, there is no Islamic extremism. Everything that we argued for 10 years had just faded away. We're faced with a vacuum in which we have to decide what we're about in the future. We have to decide whether or not we need to spend five times more than any other country in the world for defense. We have to decide whether or not the evidence suggests nation building won't work. This is a most important time for rethinking lots of things.
Well, and a recent Pew study shows that support for al-Qaeda has seriously eroded throughout the Middle East and in Africa as well, even in Yemen, where you mentioned. But Sam Gardner, I want to ask you, you know, the war on terror is as you say, is global. That was pursued in partnership with the UK, in partnership with other members of NATO. So at this point, can you imagine perhaps a global conversation going forward about whether or not the war on terror is justifiable?
There has to be, Celeste. And even when you talk about NATO, at the Lisbon meeting last fall, there were two threads that NATO was supposed to follow for the next 10 years. One of them was Afghanistan and a success there. And that's clearly going to be talked about. And the other one was missile defense. And it now appears as if nobody wants to buy into that. So NATO is going to have to be rethought on the basis of this. Big changes.
All right. So, I mean, the war on terror, that was a term coined by President Bush. It's not actually used officially by the Obama administration. So maybe we're going to be seeing this morph into the term that the Obama administration uses, which is overseas contingency operation. That's what they use for these kind of missions.
I don't rally around that very much, do you?
Yeah.
No, I see that there are two things. There is the reality of the strategy. Then there is the theme around which we will build a consensus from the American people for doing things, and a consensus in our allies. And, you know, there is a reality that there are dangers in the world. but there is no consensus about dealing with these dangers in the world.
But there's a consensus, Sam, from the leadership class in Washington. I don't mean to sound like some weird lefty here, but it's all like Eisenhower all over again. We're moving to a point where there's essentially a constant state of warfare, a constant state of Pentagon mobilization, yeah, and an economy that is completely entrenched in the military-industrial complex.
I saw something someone wrote last week, which I thought was very profound, and that is that you don't find strong support for what we're doing in Afghanistan beyond the people who are involved. And that is just overwhelming. About your point about the elite, there is a group of people who have been involved in this argument, who have been involved in operations in Afghanistan, who continue to support it. But the polls, going back to something you said earlier, Celeste, the polls now show that more than 60% believe it's a mistake to be there.
All right. So the Navy SEALs snatched computer drives and disks during that raid on bin Laden's compound. If they move forward with that intelligence and are able to really squash some of the al-Qaeda agents and efficiency, is this the end of the war on terror?
It is the beginning of a new thinking of American security strategy.
That doesn't sound like end. I didn't hear end in there, Sam.
No, there may be an element of terrorism in that, but there's got to be more than that. There's got to be something that's bigger and broader. We're going to fight terrorists. We're still going to have to screen at the airports, but we're going to have a vision of what we want our foreign policy to be over the next 10 to 20 years.
Sam Gardner, retired Air Force, a colonel, friend of the program. Thank you so much again, Sam.
Sure.